Thank you. Welcome to the PDP on Retirement Working Group on 25 January at 1700 UTC. Today's call we have Danko Jevkovic, Everhart Lisse, Jaap Akkerhoes, Ninette Orlik, Nigel Roberts, Stephen Deerhake. Apologies from Martin Boyle, Abube Abibo, Teddy Day, Patricio Poblete, Peter Van Rasta, Nick Wimbin-Smith. As a reminder, these calls are recorded and transcribed. Please state your name before speaking for the purposes of the transcript and keep your phones and microphones muted to avoid any background noise. And with that, thank you, and back to you, Nigel.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. As Everhart noticed, we have a fairly low turnout today. Whether or not it's actually a quorum, let's take some views as to whether or not we should proceed or whether we should adjourn. Any comments on that today?
I find it's very few members.
Yes, I think I agree, Everhart. What I could do is we could have an informational meeting and just talk about items 3 and item 6 and then adjourn to the subsequent meeting. How does that sound?
We can also talk a little bit about scenario 2. Go through and do it short and quick, maybe.
Okay. Well, we have item 2, 2 action items. Both action items are completed. So unless I hear anybody or see any hands up to talk about this, then I call item 2 completed. Moving on swiftly to item 3. I see Danko's hands up, so let's hear from Danko before I speak to item 3. Danko.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope they can hear me. Peter,
yes.
And myself exchanged an email. I think Elle is also mentioning that on the document page 2. Oh, sorry. Just a moment. Sorry. On page 2, line 47 and 48, in the case of the Yugoslav TLD, it says that CS was never delegated as CCTLD, and as far as I know, that was the case concerning Yugoslavia. It was not delegated to Yugoslavia, but as far as I remember, I don't have any documents here, we can check that, CS was delegated for Czechoslovakia.
Yes, you're correct.
That. So it was you're very good situation.
So let's deal with this under item 4. And Danko, let's deal with this under item 4 when we have the discussion on scenario 2. Is that okay?
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah,
valid point.
Agenda.
Yeah, good. Okay, so I call item 2 completed. Item 3, update on the appointment of the new chair. You'll all know that with good time, I'm planning to step back, and I'm pleased to report that Council agreed with the recommendation of the working group to appoint Stephen as chair. I regard him as effectively in post at the moment, although I will continue doing what I'm doing and will chair the face-to-face meeting in Puerto Rico, after which point I will retire to be an ordinary member of the group and maybe even have some more time to give substantive input to the documents. Stephen, do you have any comments you want to make or does that cover it?
excuse me, guys. Very, very briefly, thank you for the confidence. I intend to pretty much run it as Nigel's run it with the idea that emphasis on allowing free flow discussion, and I'm expecting the vice chair and staff to provide some considerable assistance. So thank you again. Look forward to taking over after PR. And I hope we can continue to make some good progress on this important topic. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. And unless anybody else wants to make any comments, I know some congratulations in the chat. Unless anybody wants to make any comments on the voice channel, I'll call item 3 complete. So with that, I can comment on Danko's point that he made earlier. I think that's correct. I think we need to address scenario 2 to incorporate the qualification that CS was not delegated to. I think it was, I can't remember if it was Yugoslavia or Serbia or Montenegro, but it wasn't delegated for the purpose it was allocated by the ISO, but it was an active CCTLD for Czechoslovakia. Any more comments on that? Danko, do you want to say any more?
Summarize it, it's just a clarification, nothing significantly changes.
Okay. Oh, I have 3. I have in order Jaap, Stephen, and Eberhardt. Jaap, would you like to go ahead?
Yes. When I looked in the document that was sent around, it was actually in a margin question mark about which year it happened. And you can find that in the ISO browsing platform. So both dates can be picked out from there. I think it's 2009 when it was 2006, it was retired from being used for Serbia and Montenegro before it Yugoslavia, when Czechia, I cannot find, but it's easy to find it out if people want to know this stuff.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the clarification. Stephen, your hand's gone down. I take it you don't want any comment on that. Eberhardt. Have we lost Eberhardt?
The audio is a bit erratic.
Yeah, we can make out what you're saying now. And now the silence.
Peter sent us to the list. Okay, let me dial in.
Okay, I'll hold on for a minute or so while Eberhardt dials the bridge directly. Don't forget your mic's still on, Eberhardt. Do you want to mute your mic while you're doing that? Any other comments while we're waiting for Eberhardt to rejoin us? Stephen, was there something you wanted to say, or has it already been said?
No, Jaap's clarification is helpful. I think Peter's question was regarding line 47, 48. The reasons he stated in his email needs to be resolved definitively, but I think we're close.
Okay, cool. I'm happy to report that we seem to be now have pretty much a full house. Lots of people have joined us in the last 5 minutes. I'm sure Kim's keeping a list for the to update the notes on the side. Welcome to Nelly. As I noticed, Nelly, you've got your hand up. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Hi. Sorry, I joined late. Thank you, Nigel. So we were actually researching the .cs as we walked into this meeting, and so I don't know where the discussion is at, but I'm confirming that CS was a delegated CCTLD. I'm looking at a document that we have in the INA archives from 1993 that confirms that CS was a delegated CCTLD, and in fact it was CS that requested the delegation of .cz. So a confirmation that it was a delegated CCTLD, and I'll respond to Peter's message as well.
Okay, that's great. I see Nenad's got their hand up, but before we go to you, I'll just check if Eberhardt's back with us because he was speaking and trying to get back on.
Yep.
Okay. Eberhard?
I have emailed, replied to the list. I think I just took the paper as given by Bart, and I agree that this may be misunderstood. I think what is meant is that that CS was never delegated at .cs to Serbia and Serbia-Montenegro. When Czechoslovakia was dissolved into two countries, the ISO code was assigned, but the CCTLD was never delegated because it went then 2 years later anyway.
Okay, Eberhard, thanks. Nenad, you're up.
Yeah, I will just shortly to my point to CS. There was the two problems in the community with CS. That fact that it was previously delegated, and the fact that nobody wanted CS Serbia, because we were all joking like, okay, are we a counter-strike country? So there were, that's why nobody requested delegation of CS. What I wanted to ask initially is part 2.4, lines 1 through 3, what are the consequences? I'm not sure what you mean by that. And certainly, consequences in 2008 and 2018 are not the same. That's why we should do a longer run for longer process for redelegation and deletion of the domain, national domain, since it wreaks havoc on links, rankings of the sites, and everything like that. So there are serious consequences even then on traffic to the website in Serbia. And those consequences would be even more dire 10 years later when Google takes how old is registration of domains. That was not the part of their algorithm in 2008. Now it is. I hope you can hear me well. I'm not sure
yes.
You do.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And it's a very good point. And I think we need to capture that point in our final report somehow when we are examining recommended time frames. So...
If somebody wants, I can document. I have, I think I have in my archives some traffic levels for the website that switched from U to RS to see how it affected the level of traffic. It was very serious.
Yeah, I think if we capture that in the meeting notes. And the actual transition was quite serious in effect on the users of the retiring CCTLDs, then that will affect what we recommend in terms of changeover times and things like that. Any more points on this Section 4 scenario, please? Eberhard.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I posted into the list. Can Nenad send me some language that we can amend the document accordingly? I will just put it in then.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard. Any more comments on agenda item 4, the scenario 2 comments and discussion? Okay, I see no hands. I hear nothing. Last chance. Then we'll move on to agenda item number 5, which is the work plan. Bart, have you got some comments on this?
Eberhard has his hand up, Nigel.
Okay, go take yeah. Eberhard then.
I made some remarks in the document in orange, some line things. Since I don't hear comments, but Nigel, Stephen and I will work on resolving these issues and propose it in the next reading.
Okay, Eberhard, thank you. Yes, that's a good plan.
And your hand is up again, Eberhard, or is that an old hand or a new one?
It's gone down. Bart, over to you.
Okay, change the documents, please. Just a minute, it is up. Yeah. Okay, yeah, this document was circulated last week as well. This is the clean version. And as I said, I'll scroll down, and this document is scrollable. Please go to page D. And I know there were some questions around it. What we say, what the intention is to do the, say, the next step of the process sequentially. So start with the comparative analysis as soon as both scenarios are adopted, or both scenarios documents are adopted, and then start to seek differences and commonalities. And then the next one is to start the discussion based on that analysis, start the discussion on the initial questions and to structure the policy development discussions and the discussions on the policy development process. And then finally, think about stress tests, and maybe it's an idea to say, as a full group, to start working on stress tests in conjunction with policy development, in order to you don't want to complete the whole policy development process or the development itself of the recommendations to later find out that due to the stress test it's not feasible. I think that's all that's in the document. So it's more a way forward, and it doesn't include a real time plan yet or a schedule. So that's open for discussion. So this is the final version that was sent 2 weeks ago.
Okay, thank you, Bart. I noticed some comments in the chat up from Nelly on the CS issue, but we'll just keep on the work plan for this point. Inviting any comments on the work plan, item 5, and I see just Eberhardt's hand up. Anybody else? No? Eberhardt?
As I said, I will work on this over the weekend and this week. It needs some serious revision. For example, in the stress test, we noted last week that there is an error with regards to the significant interested parties having a role in the revocation of the CCDD, which is not correct. And I'm going to, I didn't have time this week, but this weekend I have some time, so I'll work on this and put it in the same format so we can work on it as with the other one. And
yeah,
as we had previous, as far as work methods go, Bart and Stephen and Nigel and I, we have discussed that we will try, and I will try and produce each document into such a form with line numbers and good fonts and version numbers and so on, so that we do not have an issue with regards to what document we are working on, and we also exactly know what line we are referring to. It's not much work once I've got the templates done.
Yeah, thank you, Eberhardt. Line numbers, as I found in Legal Matters, is a very, very helpful. You can go straight to it. I just make a personal plea for when you are choosing these good fonts as you're offering, that you pick a sans serif one, which is much easier to work on. That's just a personal plea. But yes, as Stephen says, thank you. That's good work and helpful. Any more comments on the work plan, please? I know you. That's probably an old hand, Eberhardt, isn't it? And by dropping it, you confirm that. Any more comments on the work plan? If not, I call item 5 having been completed, which just at 20 minutes past 5 brings us quite smartly to any other business. Does anybody have anything for any other business? Plenty of time. You can have plenty of any other business today. Don't see any hands up. Oh, I got 2. Okay. I think Stephen was there slightly before Eberhardt, so I'll take Stephen first and then Eberhardt.
I just want to encourage the members of this group, if they have any suggestions, concerns with regard to how we're moving forward under my chairmanship, by all means do not hesitate to get in touch with me. I'm open to suggestions and criticism. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Stephen. Eberhard?
Yeah, as I said a little bit before, we have discussed that we try to take the document production into the working group so that staff doesn't have to do it. And we are also supposed to do a little bit more work ourselves than we have done in, from what I see, and I am guilty myself. So the way that I like to do this is I'll get, Joke will do the notes as usual, send them to me, I'll put them in this format, email them out in addition to the normal email. The documents typed up will be by staff, and then we'll format them into this nice format. I can also put them in sans serif if you like. And so that we get, once we get into a rhythm, it's not really much work to do this.
Excellent. Very encouraging. No more comments under any other business? No, and there's none from Barak and from the chat. Then in that case, I think we're just up to items 7 and 8. Bart, any comments about the meeting schedule?
Go ahead. Oh, now you can say it, Kim.
Okay. Yeah, I think the next one is 8 February at 1 UTC.
And how many, Kim, how many more will we have between that meeting and the face-to-face?
Two more?
Then we have plenty of time to get some substantive work done, I suspect. And if we can have some substantive output by the time of the F2F, we can have ourselves a little party. With that, unless I see any hands up asking for any further input, I'd like to thank you all for attending today. It's been one of the shorter meetings, but actually reasonably productive once we had a few people on board. So thank you all for coming. And unless I see any other comments, I'm going to close the meeting. Thanks and goodbye.